There you go.
Make it out, we'll put it on email.
So tonight, okay, so we're going to start page 68. Those of you that have been with us a little bit in and out, it doesn't matter. Everything's important. In the middle of Seder HaNachat Tefillin, and actually what he says is, by the way, the order of HaNachat Tefillin, first, that's what he says, right? Take a look at the Hakdama. Here it is. There's a very important principle that says Malni B'Kodesh Vein Moridin. Now this usually, this is quoted, where do we quote this?
It's not like Chanukah.
It was like the classic Chanukah line, right? Malni B'Kodesh, Malni B'Kodesh, Malni B'Kodesh. But what was that?
So they're separate actions. It's not like I'm using my tzitzit as tefillin.
So this is the other classic time that Halacha uses the terminology Malni B'Kodesh, is with what Din Kedima. From a Kedusha perspective, though, which one is greater Kedusha?
Tefillin.
Obviously, Tefillin is greater Kedusha. So that's what it means by Malim Bakodesh. Right? You start off with a thing of lower sanctity, higher sanctity. That's one opinion. I'm assuming it's going to say this. I have to be honest. I didn't look at it. I'm assuming there's another rationale. Could you tell me why Tzitzit should come before Tefillin? Excellent. Very good. Okay, so hold on. That's a good point. That's Tadir. Tadir. Sheino Tadir? So tzitzit you wear 365 or whatever, not 365 because that's the secular calendar, right? 350 whatever, depends on the year, 354 or so, depending on the year, right? Every day, doesn't matter if it's Shabbat, doesn't matter if it's Pesach or whatever, you always put on your tzitzit, right? Where I'm supposed to fill it, not true, it's every day of the year. So you could argue tader, shein tader, klodam. You see this also by laning, by Kriyas Torah. What are you supposed to lay? So you do the Parsha Shavua, then you do... Let's say, for example, on Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, so which one would you do first? Well, Rosh Chodesh is more tied there, so you do Rosh Chodesh, then you would do Chanukah. Now, you could also argue, maybe it's also a din of Malim B'Kodesh. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, which is in the Torah, then Chanukah. Right? So when there'd be a clash between the two, it's a fine, interesting scenario, which is not for now, but regardless, this is the show right away in the Shulchan Aruch. Look what he says. He says, Achar Shalavash Talis Mitzin Lahaniach Tefillin. Then you do... your tefillin. Why? Malim b'kodesh. V'hamenichim kis hatefillin v'atal yitoch kis achai. So what do we usually do? We usually put, let's say, ever seen those, these guys, anybody Sephardi? Sephardi, no? You Sephardi? So there you go. So what do? You have to maneuver your talis and tefillin, right, very strategically in your bag, right? Those married guys, right? Because you have to make sure that when you reach your hand in, that what's your hand going to touch?
Talis.
Your talis. Now, why? Sometimes your hand touches the tefillin. You're gonna move. You're gonna push away your tefillin. That's a bit of a bizayon. Push away your tefillin. So if your hand goes into the back, you have to strategically place your talis at the front.
Isn't that a problem in Mavir and
Elul Mitzvah? And that could be a problem in Mavir and Elul Mitzvah. So you have a mitzvah doraisa of tefillin. Talis is not doraisa. So that's very good. So to you have to strategically place. It's interesting. We have a din of tadur shein otar kodem. Yet in Mavir and Elul Mitzvahs. To be sign of a mitzvah in a Torah, right? It's very interesting.
And the same applies to Shalyan Torah.
So that's different. That's a pasuk in the Torah. So that already the Torah says what to come first. So that already, I have a Torah telling me what to do first. So that you can always say, okay, I touch my rosh, but I should put my yad on. That's already a pasuk. That already I can. That's not mavir. That's the Torah tells me to do. The Torah is telling me to choose the yad before the rosh. Well, you want from me, God? Your Torah tells you to do that. When it comes to tefillin, you're going to move away tefillin, which is for sure a greater, a higher level of kedusha that you're going to push aside. That would be considered inappropriate. Okay, so just finish this off. Im tefillin mizum biyadov ein lo tzitzis. Let's say it's mizuman, meaning it's ready. It's what you have. Ein tzarich lahamtin al tzitzis. Ella minich tefillin shmevin talis mit atafo. What happens in the event? And this is. Let's say for a reason your talis is coming later. I don't know what that means. You gave it, you lent it out, you forgot it home. It's in your locker or somewhere. So they put your tefillin on. You do it with your talis later. But it's a very interesting scenario, a halachic conundrum. You see this also sometimes with after you bench. This is a good. It's also a good where this comes up. Friday night, you make early Shabbos. Now what do? You have benching.
You have Kriyat Shema.
And you have Sfarat Omer. Which one do you do first? Okay, that might be a little different, might not be a little different, but since that's not the time of the year, maybe we'll deal with that another time. Okay, to be continued, we're going to see very interesting scenario that's going to come up in the Shulchan Aruch versus Bet, and God willing, to be continued another time. Shkoach, everybody, 5 minutes, perfect.